The Brewers and the Giants at AT&T. Eric Thames sharing a few laughs with a guy that hit a couple home runs in his day, Barry Bonds. Top four, game tied at one.
Broxton sends this in the air, deep right field. Going back is Hernandez at the warning track. He reaches up, and he dropped it at the wall. Sogard's around third. He's going to score. And the Brewers take a 2-1 lead.
High fly ball, deep right. That's big trouble. And it is gone. A home run, Brandon Crawford. And the Giants are back on top.
1-0 pitch to Shaw. Ground ball down the first baseline, a fair ball. Walker scores. Shaw headed towards second base. And just like that, the Brewers have a 4-3 lead.
Swarzak in a big spot. 1-2 the count. Here it comes. And he pulls one through for a base hit. They're going to send Hundley. Here comes a throw from Perez. Two hops, the catch, the tag. He is out at the plate. The Brewers still lead 4-3.
The Brewers edge the Giants 4-3. Just the fifth win for Milwaukee in their last 21 games versus San Francisco. Corey Knable retires the side in the ninth on just 9 pitches, stretching his scoreless inning streak to 14 and a third in the process. Matt Garza squares off with Matt Moore on Wednesday. Travis Shaw had only one hit in 5 at-bats on Tuesday, but that one hit a big one. A tie-breaking RBI double in the seventh, which put the Brewers on top for good as Milwaukee edged San Francisco 4-3. Shaw spoke to the media following the game.
Obviously, Hernandez saved the game at that point. And then Manny was able to bail out that first guy getting on. And after that, Corey shut the door.
And what about the offense tonight? 3 of the 4 runs, including your double, came with 2 outs. Just how the approaches were so quality tonight in those situations.
It's a tough place to hit. Ball doesn't go anywhere if you hit it in the air, thick grass. So you got to find a way to manufacture as much run as you can. And tonight we did a lot with 2 outs, and 4 was enough to win tonight.
Coming off of the tough loss last night, just 4 hits and shutout last night. Nice to have this kind of offensive night and maybe being able to execute in those situations.
It is. It's nice to bounce back. We scored a couple early. Let guys settle into the game a little bit. Jimmy kept us in the game the whole time like he usually does. And we were able to scratch 2 across there in the seventh to take the lead.
Wins for the Brewers against the Giants have been very hard to come by, as a 4-3 victory on Tuesday night was just the fifth for Milwaukee in their last 21 meetings with the Giants. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
I gotta give them an HP tonight. I mean, that was, you know, that's the, you know, play at the plate. You know, big spot. He made a smart throw. I think he knew he had time, and he made sure he got it there any way he could. And you know, it's a huge play, obviously. So I think you know, they had a choice of to hit Hundley or, you know, Swarzak or Hader in the game, so that was the choice they made. So it's you know, it helps having a catcher running for sure, but you know, I think HP also made a good throw, and I think if you know, faster runner, I think he makes a more aggressive throw too. I think good defense in this park is important. You know, it's they're a team that puts the ball in play a ton, and that means defense is going to be important. You know, they had some good at bats to draw some walks today as well. So, you know, Manny shut down 2 runners, threw out 2 runners trying to steal. You know, we played a good defensive game tonight for sure.
The Brewers send Matt Garza to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Matt Moore.